Fuma, and this is Musings and Mutterings from the mind of a Japanese idol fan. Welcome to my newest episode. I hope that everyone has had a good week since I last talked to you. Actually, I have not talked to you for 2 weeks, so I apologize so much for that. I will let you know the reason why I did not update last week with a new podcast. And that's because last week I actually got ill. Also, I was preparing to go home to university and I felt a little tired as well on the day that I was meant to record. But yeah, when I was thinking of recording on the Sunday, I was ill. So my apologies for that, everyone. I'm sorry for basically being ill. Let nature take its course. So yeah, many apologies for a week of not having a podcast. Also to the readers of Okay Mystery Time, I apologise for not even updating my blog, so I'm sorry. Anyway, it's been my first week back at university since being on holiday for Christmas, and I came home Sunday, and up until Wednesday, I was very ill. On the Monday, I was tired and I had a virus, I believe, and a tummy bug. And then on the Tuesday, I was very faint and nauseous. And then on the Wednesday, I was very sleepy. So actually, I didn't start going to classes until Thursday. And Wednesday is usually my day off anyway, so I was lucky that I was able to have a break on that day anyway. However, I missed 2 classes, and I feel very bad because it's the first week back. But I can't help it, and I didn't want to infect my friends. And also, where I went to class is on the other side of town where I live, and I don't think I could have coped with the long walk. Because I would have probably fainted. I've never fainted in my life, but I would have gotten to that point and felt that there was no use in going to class anyway if I was going to just fall asleep for it. So yeah, I apologise again to my teachers and also to you guys. So yeah, so Thursday and Friday I've actually been a lot better. I've been able to eat, so yay. I hate it when I'm ill because I don't eat, because I feel nauseous when I eat, so I don't do it. So yeah, I was happy to be able to start eating again on Thursday. But on Friday I got to do a little more. I went to classes both Thursday and Friday, but on Friday I got to go see a film. And I wanted to talk to you all about film beforehand, because I really like film. I find film rather intriguing. I also find it very beautiful, and it can be done very well or very poorly, and I like judging it based on how well it's done. So yeah, I got to go see Into the Woods for the first time. It's only just come out in England. I thought it came out last year for us, but it didn't, so I was very disappointed. However, I instead got to see it this Friday, and I was so happy to see it because I love musicals. And I also love theatre productions of musicals and such. And though I've never actually seen Into the Woods, I found it rather intriguing to see how Disney would adapt a stage production to the film, because sometimes it's very difficult to adapt a stage production into a movie, because certain elements work in stage rather than on camera. So I looked forward to that, and honestly, Disney did a very good job. I've never watched a stage production itself, as I've said. However, I think Disney made it very well. It was very beautiful. It's very visually appealing. So if you really like films that are beautiful, definitely check it out. The other great aspect of it was that it was very well acted. Typically in a film that uses children, I actually don't expect a lot of great acting, because I don't find child actors very appealing. They can't act. Not a lot of them, at least. However, for the children, for Red Riding Hood and Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, they chose really amazing child actors who could also sing quite well. So that was really good. Everyone, the cast, the whole cast of Into the Woods was amazing. Obviously, we all know Meryl Streep's in it. Meryl Streep was wonderful. She played her part as the witch very well. And the guy who plays the baker, I think his name is James Corgan. I don't know. But he is a very good actor, and I didn't know how good he was until I actually watched this, and he really amazed me in this. His performance was absolutely astounding, and it was just great. I think everyone in this acted really well, and there were beautiful singing scenes, there were funny singing scenes, there were serious singing scenes. It was all very well done, very well created, and it's just a beautiful film. There were parts of it that I thought went on a bit too long and should have been cut and should not have been like going on that long. However, the rest of it for me was absolutely perfect and beautiful. So if you're looking to see a film and you want something that's aesthetically pleasing, has a pretty strong storyline, really good acting in it, and really strong characters, then definitely go see Into the Woods, because I think it's one of the greater Disney movies that's come out in a while that's a full-on musical. And it is a full-on musical. It doesn't pull any of that Disney bullshit like some of their Disney princess movies do, where they have like a few songs in the beginning and then towards the middle they just don't sing anymore or don't have any reprises or anything like that. So it doesn't pull that bullshit. It actually is a musical through and through. It has songs from beginning to middle to end, but it's not boring either. They don't like sing every damn second. They sing a lot, but not every second. They actually do talk in it, so don't worry. So if you like musicals, aesthetically pleasing films, and Meryl Streep, or really good actors and actresses, then definitely check this one out. It's really fun, and it's got a few things in it that surprise me. And if you've seen a stage production, I say still give it a try and see how they've done, because obviously they've made a few changes from the stage production itself so that it fits better into film and so that it fits better with Disney. I have read about these changes, but I think they've made it work for them and they've done a really good job, so yeah, definitely go and watch it, guys. It's so good and it's so funny. So yeah, in terms of other films that I like, I enjoy fantasy films. I enjoy films that are to do with magic. Like, if anyone knows me, I really love Harry Potter, and I love Hunger Games as well. That said, Mockingjay Part 1 was not really my cup of tea, but it was very much into politics, and I'm not into politics at all. It bores me. I really wanted to love Mockingjay Part 1, but aside from the fact that it was pretty and that the acting was amazing, it didn't, like, get me in a story way, and story's a big thing for me. When it comes to film, if the story isn't strong, I'm not there. I'm sorry, but I don't really care. If the story's just really shit or really political, too heavy on the political side, I don't care about it. And I don't think I'll watch Mockingjay Part 1 again anytime soon, at least. I enjoyed how it looked and everything, but the story pretty much put me to sleep. So yeah. There are other films that I pretty much refuse to watch because I don't, like, get into it like about 10 to 15 minutes into the film, like Avatar. Not Avatar, The Last Airbender, Avatar, but that's a shit film as well. No, Avatar, that movie, I couldn't get into it, and I've never watched it because 10 minutes in, I was bored out of my brain. That said, I do love film. I like it for not how it looks, but for how it makes me feel as a watcher, or how the story progresses, or how strong the characters are. I love strong character development. I love a great strong story. If the story can't hook me, then that's it for me. I'm not the sort of film sort of person who goes in thinking, yeah, this will look great. I'm thinking, will this be a good story? This is why I like the How to Train Your Dragon franchise, I think, as a film series, because the story is strong. Same with Hunger Games. Though I just said that I don't really care for Mockingjay Part 1. For Hunger Games, the story is really strong. And that's why I enjoy it. To be honest, when it actually comes to film, I don't have any favourite films. Because I think it's such a wide range of things, you can't really say, oh, I like this, I like that. That said, one of the films that I always think of when I think of a film I enjoy is She's the Man. And that has Amanda Bynes starring in it. And that's based on Twelfth Night. I like it when films actually are adapted from a book or a play or something like that, because it's very interesting. Legally Blonde is also a movie I like. I'm just pulling out all these girly movies. How to Train Your Dragon 2 is one of the movies that I've think is one of the best that I've ever seen as an adult, at least. And it's a kid's film. What else do I like? I love the Harry Potter movies, obviously. I like Clueless. Again, with the girly movies. I also really like Battle Royale. I know that's a bit different from what I was saying, but Battle Royale was a fun movie. I also like most adaptations of Snow White in film and Alice in Wonderland. I just don't like the Disney versions. I am looking forward to the upcoming Cinderella that will be out this year that's from Disney. I also found out about a movie called Pan recently when I was in the cinema because they have a stupid amount of advertisements going on before I actually can watch my movie. An advertisement for Pan came up, and obviously it's based on Peter Pan, and I am looking forward to that. So how is everyone else feeling about film? Do you like film? Do you hate film? And what's your favourite sort of genre? I actually like many genres except horror. I'm not good with horror. So moving on from that, I am actually going to talk a little bit about Hello Project, because idols, oh yeah. With Hello Project, obviously they announced a very new group, a group that none of us expected. When I went on Facebook and it was announced, a lot of people were flipping out about this group. It was just like, where did this come from? Oh my god. Some people are happy with it, some people aren't. And it's the unnamed group that's come out. And yes, they were very surprising. It's got Hamaru Ayana in it. I don't know how to say her name. Hama-chan. I'm going to call her Hama-chan. But it has Hama-chan in it. And you're either going to be really happy with this development, or you're not going to be happy with this development. For me, whilst I would like to say I'm on the fence with it, the one thing I'm not looking forward about this whole group idea, though I'm happy with the group itself, is the hype surrounding it. Because Hama-chan is a Kenshuse everyone's wanted to debut recently, and if she's not the centre for that, I have a feeling all of her fans will flip out. And I'm kind of scared about that. I hope I'm not the only one. But yeah, the hype around Hama-chan makes me feel a bit suspicious with this group. However, I also look forward to what they bring, because it's nice that they're like debuting some of the Kenshuse. Because obviously, though Hello Project are a lot better at debuting their Kenshuse than when they were debuting the eggs way back in the day, they're still letting a lot of their Kenshuse go, and it's upsetting a lot of the fans. Granted, I only know what the Western fans feel, but it's upset a lot of the Western fans that certain girls have gone and have never been able to debut because they finished their training and Hello Project have just not given them a group to debut in. So I'm glad that they've taken 8 of these Kenshuse and debuted them pretty much, and I'm hoping that they do it throughout this year or throughout the next year with a lot more Kenshuse. Obviously they're having new Kenshuse auditions, but I do hope that they debut a few more of these girls into a main group, because obviously we've lost Berries Colwell, and whilst I don't want to think about it, we're going to lose Kyoto as well at some point. So I think they need to kind of debut a few more groups. We've got a lot of new girls debuting though now. We've not just got 12 key or the 3 key of Anger Me or the Country Girls, but we've also got this new unnamed unit, and that ups us about into the 20s of the new girls debuting. That's a lot of new girls. And they're all very young as well. And I think this is kind of upsetting a few fans. I don't know. I'm actually just very happy that a lot of these girls are debuting, especially with Kenshuse, and that they're getting a chance to shine and that they're having their moment kind of thing. Because, yeah, we need fresh blood in the water here. Sorry, but that's what I think. And I'm just very, very happy, and I'm happy that some of the older Kenshuse are getting debuted, because it's just needed to be done for a while. I am, in general, looking forward to what all of the groups are bringing this year. So I'm happy that so many of these girls are getting their chance to debut, and I'm just glad that we're going to basically have a new talent pool and different groups, because that means a lot more music and a lot of different music. And with Berries Colwell leaving in March, it means that we've got basically a really clean slate from Hello Project, with Kyoto as the oldest group in Hello Project at the minute. I mean, Mizushika Sayumi's gone. It's like, Morning Musume is not even the oldest group in Hello Project right now. It's not even senior anymore. It's Kyuto. Holy crud. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to what every girl brings because it's exciting, it's new, it's different, it's fresh. And with obviously Sunku being ill, and I really hope he gets better, we're getting different music producers as well for the girls, so I'm hoping that kind of gives us a fresh sound as well. But yeah, for 2015, and by the way, I didn't say it, but Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you had a good time for New Year. Yay! But yeah, for 2015, it looks like it's gonna be a bit of a roller coaster for us. We're either gonna like what's happening or we're not. Me? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to what Angelou Mu especially are gonna bring to the plate, because Angelou Mu are a group that I am so on and off with in terms of liking, that I hope that they bring something that excites me and makes me happy and makes me like them again. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So for 2015, what groups are you all looking forward to? You're looking forward to Morning No Musume, Country Girls, Angelou Mu, Kyoto, Jusu, the unnamed group. Which one? Let me know. And I think for today that's going to be all. I have some essay to start on. But yeah, until I talk to you all next time, please take care, please be happy and healthy and safe, and have a good week, and I hope to see you all next week. And again, I am sorry for not updating my podcast last week. Ooh, by the way, before I go, the song that I have today is Miracle Paradise, and it is by Iris, so please enjoy that as I leave. Ta-ta! Mwah.